कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृषि May thousands and thousands of heartily dandavat pranam to the lotus feet of my Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same all thousands of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Oh, this Prabhu has remembered me one shloka. That Krishneti Jasya Grim Tang Manushatri Dikshasti Cheta Pranita Bhishya Bhajanta Misha Sur Sursaya Bhajana Vigya Mananya Manya Nindadi Sunna Hridamip Shati Sangha Lakva. Who is telling? Himself. Oh, the fulfiller of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Jena Sthapitam Jena Buddha. Oh, Swayang Rupa. Oh, he is telling. His instruction. We should follow his instruction. Otherwise, bhakti will be no. No, we cannot attain bhakti. So he is telling. Krishneta Jasya Gring Tang Manasa Adriyeta. Who is chanting name? Even one name. By his tongue. But it should be there that he should not be entangled with Mayavad. Not Mayavad. Or he should not be entangled in Istri Sangha. Istri Sangha, you know, all this. So Asasang is not there. Asasanga Shunya, where there is
no bad association.
Bad association of Mayabad and Asasangi. And if he is chanting even one name, we should try to honor. Oh, with a mind heart. But any devotee, even by taking diksha, he has taken diksha. But he is in asatsanga. He is envious to any Vaishnava. Oh, we should
reject
them. But even not diksha. Here Rupa Shanti. Anyone in this world, but he should be pure by asatsanga. He should not have any asatsanga and mayavad vision. But even he chanting, remembering Krishna one time also, then he should be respected. Eh? Who is devotee? Whose tendency is to serve Krishna. They are Vaishnava. So he has something, tendency to serve Krishna, Radha Krishna Jiva, or Mahaprabhu. So he should be honored. Whether he may be of Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Madhva, anywhere in this world. Because it has been told that no diksha. So he is not sampradayik Vaishnava at that time. But even if he is chanting, we should honor. And if he were not honoring, that he is not my god brother. He is not in my He has initiated by my Gurudev or one of the my God brothers. We will only honor them and not others. Then he is not even Vaishnava. His platform even is not Vaishnava platform. He is out of etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. We should reject them. But if dikshasti cheta. He has taken diksha, initiation, and really he has some relation with Krishna. All truths, conclusion, all kinds of siddhan, Krishna tattva, Vaishnava tattva, Bhakti tattva, Maya tattva, Jiva tattva, all he has gained. This is Divya Gyan. And also he has got a relation from his Gurudev, very thick relation, a special relation. Not only that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, only a special, among five he has realized this by his Gurudev. And all kinds of sin, bad activities, unwanted things, unearths, aparadha has been gone away. If this Vaishnava is like this, having diksha, not only by your Gurudev, anywhere he has got Vaishnavi diksha. Anywhere. Oh, we must honor, because now he is a Vaishnava. And if you are not honoring them, proper giving respect according to their ability and stage of Vaishnava, then you are not Vaishnava. And if you are envious to them, then what will be? You are not giving proper respect even to your God brothers, even with those who are senior, who are surely a very sincere and senior devotee. Oh, we must respect. This is first thing. This is the platform of Vaishnava. So we must follow all these things. If you are not following, you are confined in a only box. What box? Oh, he is not my Gurudev, God brother. He is not initiated by one of our God brothers. Oh, we are not Vaishnava. Dikshasti cheta. This is. Like, you should know that even a Mayavadi sannyasi or anyone comes to your house or temple or anything, and if he is hungry, then what should we do? If he is coming without invitation, he is coming, what should we do? We should reject him. Oh, go at once. Never, never, never. Once it became so at the time of Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, any Mayavadi came in the temple at Chandrasekhar Bhavan. Chandrasekhar Bhavan means Mayapur, Gauriyama. And they were not proper giving respect. That he is Atithi, not as a Mayavadi or Vaishnava. Only as a guest. And he wanted to take some prasadam, but they refused to be. And Prabhupada became very angry and very what? And he called them and he chastised. And he again himself, he, oh, you should come here and take prasadam. And by this sweet behavior, he, that Mayabadi even fell flat on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And he has so much regard for him. So what to Vaishnava? If Vaishnava comes, no, I want to take water. Oh, there, water tap is there, you can go. Oh, we have some restaurant. You can, please, you should go and take. What is this? Is this a Vaishnava etiquette? No, it is not Vaishnava there. I know Swamiji very well, more than anyone in this world. And I know him from when? 46. 46 I know. When there was no birth of even ISKCON. No ISKCON, anything. I know from beginning. And I have sat so much. We have discussed so many things. Like friendly terms. Or each other cutting arguments. And cooking for him, giving my chadar for his bed. So much services I have done. I knew him. How he was polite. How has broad minded. And that is why he came and he became successful. He took in his lap whole world. His heart was so generous and so broad. Otherwise, if he was of this, that, oh, my only guru brothers, oh, I can give respect, not to others. How he can? Then in a very couple of years, he preached over the whole world. So we must try to respect and to follow the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. And then third what? Oh, you know that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in his main mutt, in Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Gaudiya mutt, Mayapur, in the temple, he has in the four corners, four acharyas, Madhva, Ramanu, Vishnu, Swami, Bharka. Why? We should respect all Vaishnava. And if the chant anywhere in Krishna mantra, anywhere, but in Krishna mantra and this Maha mantra, then what should we do? Oh, doing pranam and by heart. And moreover, if Bhajana Vigyamananda Manna Nindadi Sunna Hridamipsati Sangala. Oh, very important this thing. And if anyone is initiated, having diksha, doing bhajan 24 hours, remembering the sweet pastimes of 24 hours, divided into 8, Ashtakaliya Dhyaya, and serving Radha Krishna conjugal, in the guidance of Gaur Nityan. No criticism to anyone. He never criticizes him. If anyone may criticize him, but never he criticizes him. And a speciality is there. Dina dapi sunui chena, taro rapi sahi sununa, manina manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. And if he has practiced this for for what? Mahaprabhu's teaching. Dinadapi sunij. Even blade of cross. He is more tolerance here than a tree. A tree has everything for others, not for him. His fruits, flowers, honey, leaves, branches, his wood, his shade, everything. Even a person, or taking some stone and a fruit will come. He's dying by water, no water. He's so much thirsty. But even he will not ask anyone that, oh, please, and then I will give you fruit. Even a tree cutter will come, and he wants to cut, but for him he will give his shade, his fruits, everything. So we must be tolerant than tree, even always giving proper respect. If you don't want to respect Vaishnava, not only Vaishnava, everywhere Krishna is there. In all atoms, in all animals, in all grasses, what should we do? Because my dear Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everywhere in the world. What to tell Vaishnava? So, Nindadi Sunna, if he don't criticize anyone, anyone, even who is able to be criticized, even, he never criticizes. So we should be trying. And then what should we do? We should give our heart and soul in his lotus feet and always try to serve him by all senses, by all way, by all means to him. Then what will be? Then Krishna Bhakti will come. Krishna Bhakti is a personality, not only mood. Understand? Srimati Radhika is mood of Krishna. So she has shape, she has qualities, she has everything so beautiful. So this bhakti is also, what is bhakti? Radhika, Ladini Shakti and Sambit Shakti, essence of both. And where it is? In Radhika. So bhakti comes from Radhika. So you must, that bhakti will come if she will see that, oh, he is now qualified. He is proper respecting all Vaishnavas. Then bhakti will come here. Otherwise, never bhakti will come. So we should try to follow. You see how he is
humble,
respecting me, though I have no quality to be respected by anyone. And he has so many qualities. He is Vaishnava, serving his Gurudev. But even he is. But I went to Los Angeles, I went to Honolulu, I went everywhere, but they closed their door. Who? My brothers. Who? My sons. They closed it. Oh, Narayan Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj cannot come to see our deities. And also, they told that, oh, I'm making some...
Resolution.
That anyone, any devotee, should not go to see Narayan Maharaj or hear his classes. If he hears his classes, then he is no more Vaishnava. And so he should be rejected. All those who will go to Narayan Maharaj, oh, they cannot enter in our temple because the temple belongs to them, not to their Gurudev. That is why they can control. We know that any temple, anyone, even Mayabadi, even Karmi, Jnani, all can go freely there to pay their respect. But a Vaishnava like me, the servant of Swamiji who has served Swamiji whole life and even serving, oh, he can be banned. He is cannot enter.
You are not allowed to speak there, but Pinskar and Mayabadi are allowed.
No, I cannot. So, but I see their God brothers here, how generous. Oh, he invited me all to come. I'm very happy to come and to see the deities by Radha Govinda and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. And so many, oh, Damodar Sila and other Sila, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself worshipped, Damodar Sila. Damodar Shila. Here also Gomti Shila. No. And also the deity which Sarvam Bhattacharya. Oh, also here.
Giriraj Maharaj.
Giriraj Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. All are here. So I'm very happy to come. And even being not a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, but he's honoring all which are connected to me. But I know that we are in one family. And what family? Gaur family. Gaur Parivar. And especially in Gaur Parivar, what line? Rupanuga Parivar. We should know also what is Rupanuga. Only Jai will not do Rupanuga Guru Bharati Jai. No, we should know what is Rupanuga. Jadurani is here. Oh, what is Rupanuga? Oh, in few words, you can stand up.
We are all Rupanuga. Before knowing or understanding what Rupanuga Bhakti is, one needs to understand what Raga Nuga Bhakti is, and before that what Ragatmika Bhakti is, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sri Sanatana Goswami in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ragatmika Bhakti is that love of the residents of Vrindavan, particularly in friendship, parental, and conjugal love, where there's so much absorption in...
What is the Raganga and what is nothing?
Just as one takes a white cloth and puts it in a red dye and then wrings it out, it's somewhat red. Repeatedly doing that, it attains the same color as the dye. That's complete saturation. So full absorption in the object of love, Krishna, with an unquenchable thirst to attain him, is Ragatmika Bhakti. Those devotees who are following in the footsteps of these associates of Krishna, particularly in Vatsalya, Sakya, and conjugal love, are called Raganuga Bhaktas. And they follow in the footsteps of Ragatmika Bhaktas, who've come here to this world and play the roles of Raganuga Bhaktas. Just like Sri Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami. So he's in his Siddha Sarira, Rupa Manjari, but he plays the role of a Raganuga Bhakta, because we cannot follow Rupa Manjari and put on the saris and pretend to do spontaneous love. So we follow him in his Sadan Bhajan. Then among Raganuga Bhaktas, there's one special category in Madhurya Lila, Madhurya Ras, or conjugal Ras. There are two categories in conjugal Ras. One is called Sambhogatmika, and one is called Tat-Tat-Bhava-Ichchatmika. Sambhogatmika are those gopis who directly engage in relationships with Krishna. And they are like Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. Then there's another very special category, and that is called Tat-Tat-Bhava-Ichchatmika, which is the pinnacle of devotion for the jiva to attain. And that is the followers of Sri Rupa Manjari, who is the head of all the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Those who are following Sri Rupa Manjari, and her next in line is Rati Manjari, who appears in this world as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and all their assistant maidservants, they are called Rupanuga Bhaktas. So all Rupanuga Bhaktas are Raganuga Bhaktas, but not all Raganuga Bhaktas are Rupanuga Bhaktas. This is very special in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. And as Srila Prabhupada gave us the pranam mantras of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, Madhu Joyjula Pramaja Sri Rupa Nuga Bhakti Da. Bhakti Da means giving bhakti. And what kind of bhakti? Madhuja Ujwala Prema Adya. Adya means enriched with prema. What kind of prema? Madhurja prema, conjugal love. And what kind of conjugal love? Rupa Nuga conjugal love, or the following of Sri Rupa Manjari, which is the gift, the very special gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to offer to the fortunate jivas. He came for two reasons: to taste the love of Srimati Radhika. Krishna wanted to taste Radhika's love, and he wanted to give the highest opportunity to the jiva, service to Srimati Radhika, and feeling all of her bhavs in their own heart. Just like if you go to a movie, you think that this heroine is me, this bad guy is my enemy. So those who are in the line of Rupa Nuga, followers of Rupa Manjari, they experience all the love that Srimati Radharani gives to Krishna and all the love that she receives from Krishna. So therefore they have no desire for any separate relationship with Krishna, because they're getting more by their identification with the emotions of Srimati Radharani. And they also get the opportunity to serve Radharani, even in situations where the topmost friends of Srimati Radharani, like Lalita and Vishakha, hesitate to go. So Rupa Nuka Bhaktas like Srila Gurudev, Srila Dantanarayan Goswami Maharaj, have come to this world having been in the association and still being in the association of Rupa Manjari, Ratan Manjari as their very intimate associate, and he's coming to bring us back to that service. Kaur Premanandi Hari.
We think that all are Rupa. Those have taken only Harinam and distributing books, making so many temples, oh, so many cow sheds, oh, reading Bhagavata, doing archan. All are Rupanuga. But this is quite wrong. Quite wrong. Even those who are following Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, oh, even they are not Rupanuga. If they are doing Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satkham, Atmanivedan, they can do 64 limbs of bhakti. They may do. They may be in Vrindavan, but it is not that they are all in Rupanuga. They are falling like Subal, Siddham, Madhubangal, all they are falling. Some had idea that even Subal Sakha, oh, he is also Rupanuga. Because he enters sometimes in the Kunja and serving something. Even Yashoda is not. Anyone falling, if Yashoda Devi, Nanda Baba, or Subal Sakha, Madhu Mangal Sakha, they are falling here, and they are anug of them, followers, but even they are not. You know Lalita Sakhi? But why you did so? So, even in the sakhas of Nityananda Prabhu, eight sakha, they are not Rupanuga. But if they are following the modes and the service what Rupa Manjari is doing himself, what Rupa Goswami is what? Meditating. What is meditating? Oh, I am Rupa Manjari, I am signing, I am giving all these thick tambul, vitika and other things. I am managing to meet Radha and Krishna conjugal, so many services. So this seva, if anyone is following his own constitutional form, Rupa Manjari following, then he is Rupa Manjari, otherwise not. He may follow Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, Subal Sakha, even all. Even he can follow Lalita, Vishakha, the modes. They are not Rupa. They were worshipable of Rupa Manjari. Because Rupa Manjari is in the gun of Lalita and always serving Lalita and Vishakha. But even anyone following them, they will not be Rupanuga. Only Rupa Manjari, like Rati Manjari, is Anuga of Raghunath Das Goswami, Ji Goswami. Even Sanatan Goswami, sometimes he becomes Rupanuga. He has prayed his elder brother and guru Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami has prayed Rupa Goswami. Oh Mahaprabhu, please give me the association of Rupa. And he has accepted like his Sikha Guru. No harm. And other hand, Rupa Goswami thinks that he is my guru. And paying respect in the same way. Oh, we cannot understand all these things. Oh, very high. So, please try to know all the Vaishnava who are in the line of Rupa Goswami. who are in the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who are in the line of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and those who are line of my Gurudev, and all God brothers they are. And they are chanting, remembering in their lines, even Swamiji line, so many are. In them, not all were falling down. So many sincere Vaishnava. Even in Grihas they are. I know so many. Even they are sincere Vaishnava. They are not falling down. But those who are not following the line of Swamiji, not respecting other Vaishnava, and not doing bhajan, actually they were never advanced. They are even not fallen down. Where they are, now they are. Never they respected any Vaishnava, never they followed the line of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, never, and even today. Where they are, if they are ISKCON, they were ISKCON, then 95% of the sannyasi, perhaps more than that, 99, all the sannyasi has left their Gurudev and they are making sense gratifications. If they were ISKCON, then where is now that ISKCON? Really ISKCON, who has been established by Krishna himself. Brahma is first Guru, second is Narad, Vyas, Sukadev Goswami, and after that Madhavendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Mahaprabhu, all are ISKCON. So we should follow. The real ISKCON is this. Swami has stepped, he has changed the name in English only. So, we should know all these facts and we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Those who are helping in our Krishna consciousness, they are my Shikshagu. They are all Vaishnava. We should respect. But those who are not helping in development of our Krishna consciousness, oh, they are cheaters. They are dharmic gunda.
Religious scoundrel.
So there are so many. So we should try to be very careful and come in the real ISKCON guidance, and we are all Krishna consciousness. So I am giving my respect and so many
thanks
to Turiya Prabhu, who invited us like our God brothers, and he gave me some time to speak on this. Gaur Pramana. Pushpadanta. Oh, come on. But there is a process. Creation of high class of Vaishnava. If it is not so much, all Krishna consciousness. So many
thanks
to Turiya Prabhu, who invited us like our God brothers, and he gave me some time to speak on this. Gaur Pramana. Pushpadanta. come on. Are bonded. But Krishna name, Krishna katha, Krishna shape, everything regarding to Krishna, all are transcendental. Pure transcendental. Then, how these mundane senses can touch transcendental name and other things? But there is a process. And that I am telling daily. That always be in the association of high class of Krishna. If it is not so much available, then be in the association of Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the books of Goswamis. You should think that, oh, Bhagavat is Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das. The books of the Goswami or themselves. And think that they are personally with me and I should follow them. Then have a proper diksha and sambandha gyan, relation between Krishna, myself. Then relation, all relation will automatically will come. You know Brinda Devi and Jamuna Maya, you know, and Ganga Mother, you know? You? What is the relation with Jamuna? What is the relation? Can you tell?
Not Maya Devi.
Why not Maya? Tulsi Maya, Mother Tulsi? Why? Why? Why?
Because they are
sakis. Yeah, use your intelligence. Why Jamuna Maya, not Jamuna Maya, not Tulsi Maya? Why? It means that you don't feel any relation, proper relation. Devotee's relation will depend on what? What is the relation with Krishna or Srimati Radhika? Totally depends on this. If you are married to Krishna, no? Then what will be the relation with Baldev Prabhu? And to Yashoda Mother? Mother. And if you are so much related and your Swamini is the Radhika, then who is the Vrishabhanu Maharaj? Who is he? And Kritika? The Sakhis of Radhika all like? Oh, it depends on this thing. What relation you have to Krishna or Radhika? So, we should know all these things. This is a special relation. By having this relation and giving out all the anarths by diksha process, and you are chanting, remembering, being in Vrindavan, if you are not in Vrindavan, even by mind and the guidance of Rupa Goswami or his any followers in that very life, then your name will be gracefully transcendental. Gracefully it will be. Then Cheto Marjanam will come. Otherwise, never. Then your mirror of your heart will be cleared. And in that you can see sometimes Krishna also and yourself also. When it will be full cleared. But if it is not full clear, but sometimes you can see, like a very clear any kaach
glass.
You have an almira, so many books, so many pictures, but it is locked in glass almira. You can see, but you cannot take. So it may be that our heart may be clear. Cheto darpanam marjanam. Bhav maha davagni gone doing like this, chanting name, hearing Hari Katha. Then anath will go away. Bhav maha davagni nirvapanam. What is bhav davagni? Oh, Govinda Bhakat. What? What? You should explain more. What is that fire?
Coming in this world again and again and again take death and again come.
So many problems. So many problems. These are giving pain more than fire. If you have so much love, worldly love, for your friend, girl, or wife, and he kicks you, then what will be? Oh, so much pain. Oh, you may die also. If you are manning so much big factory, and by the wish of Krishna, it bankrupt. Then, what to do? Oh, my everything has lost. I should take poison and suicide. Your son, oh, very dear to you, but he insulted you and he insults always. Your daughter, not in your control. And in your sight, oh, he is doing nonsense. Then, so much pain. Oh, all these are bhav mahadavagni. Mahadavagni. You know, there are two kinds of davagni. One is in forest. How? Why? Oh, and it goes through whole forest very quickly on the chariot of wind. It creates wind. And very soon, and if you are in that fire of very big flames, and in a moment you will be finished. More than this. And more than this, what? Ocean fire. More powerful than Davagni. So we are in this. So if you are chanting name, what I told in that process, all Davagni will go. Very soon, very in easy way. And now you will have not to offer, suffer. I told one slok, bhakti pareshanu bhavo, virakti anyatra, chais trik ek kala, prapadyamanasya jathasnuta anubhava. Three things will come at once. If you are taking any food, delicious thing, very powerful, very good, delicious and tasteful, with each handful food, three things will be achieved. You will be satisfied as much as you are taking. And appetite and self-satisfaction will come. So three at a time. So when you are doing bhakti, parishanubhava, virakti, three things. Bhakti means practicing of bhakti yoga, what I told. If you are doing, following all the process that I told, then bhakti, oh, this is bhakti. Bhakti, parishanubhava, par is anubhava, the realization of para, who is Krishna, with his all associates, with gopis, gopi, sakha and all, in Vrindavan. You will realize it. How much you will realize, not on food, but as much as you are taking that grass of bhakti, you are endeavoring in that very process you can have. And third, attachment will go away. It is bound to come. And if renunciation is not coming, and attachment to worldly things are not going, what it means? There is somewhat hole. Then we will have to repair it. Who will repair? Sadhusana. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, his associates. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana, very powerful. All the Guru, very powerful. We should cry and weep for this, bitterly. I know that a wife left his husband and kicked, and bad behavior. And the husband was fully absorbed in that lady. When he kicked, like Billo Mangal and... Oh, he shocked, felt shocked, you know, so much shock, bewildered. And he was about to die. What is this? So we should always remember all these things. So, when you are chanting, remembering in the association of high class Vaishnava, oh, attachment, this bad attachment will go and renounce is bound to come. But not coming, oh, something wrong. Something must be wrong. So, my request that you should keep this balance, this scale, always with you in your pocket, in your heart. And daily you should try to measure. Is there any hole or not? And if there is hole, oh please weep and call Rupa Sanatana, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. And you will feel like this. So try to take it and use it actually. And this is sadhusana. Sometimes, oh, her class of devotees, they will open your eyes. Oh, this is your defect. Here is defect. They will tell. But you will have to go and to catch their fingers. They will not walk for you. You will have to walk from your own feet. So I am giving my finger, like Swamiji, you should hold it and come. I am also doing like this, but you will have to walk. And if you are not walking, then where is that fault? Then, bhomaha davakni nirvapanam bhavati. Your all kinds of these flames of worldly fire, everything subside. But in what proportion they will? As you are chanting, remembering all the Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, all kinds of unearths. Oh, in that proportion they will subside. Subside. They may come at any time when you are in bad association. They will again come and attack you. So be careful. They are not even burnt. They will burn afterward. Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. This Naam is like moon.
Her name is compared with moon. Why? Moon gives his light, his rays, and there all the rays of the moon are full of nectar. And when it comes evening and night is coming and the rays are coming, oh, flowers say kumudini, lily-like, oh, they began to gradually. Night is going on and they are full. So much fragrance coming. From where? There is something in their flower and something coming from. So name is like that. His rays like the mercy of Vaishnava and Vishnu, Krishna. This mercy comes. And when it will touch your heart, oh, it will blossom. All kinds of good qualities will come. They are bound to come. If you are chanting, remembering this. Then, pinadapi sunichena, tarurapi sahi sununa, amanina, manadena, all will come. You will be very generous. Or you will have taste in chanting, remembering, serving Vaishnava. You can give up all your jobs and we will all try to come to Vaishnava, to hear, to question. Of these all qualities will come. And there are perhaps 26 or 29 kinds of qualities told in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita of Vaishnavas. 26. What are they? Anyone remember? Kripalu, Akrita Doha, Padanya, Suchi, Akinchan, Mridhu. Oh, very good qualities all. Oh, automatically will come. From where it will come? By the rays of name, by the mercy of Krishna. Oh, they will all come. And then Sarava Kare Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Badhu Jeevanam. What Vidya Badhu? Then you will have to follow that process. What? Nam Nam Makari Bahuta Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrar Pitani Metasmarane Nakala Etadrishi Tavakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Mitrisham Janunara. Or then you will pray. O Nam Prabhu, you have all kinds of power. You have all kinds of affluence. Oh, so much merciful. All the mercy is in you. There is no fixed time that when you should take it or. Oh, after taking bath? No. Not such roles and regulations. Oh, can I take name on bedding? Oh yes, you can take. Whether you have taken bath or not, washed your mouth or nothing. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Even you are going to a stool and wash urine. Hare Krishna. In mind you can. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it. Once you know the name of Hanuman, if anyone take the name of Ram, he must go there with thousand and thousand and lakhs of body everywhere. At a time he can go. So there was a person, he had never time to take chant name. Nar went and told that, why you don't, you silly person, bogus, why you don't chant name? Oh, because I have no time. Always I am busy. Oh. You are always busy? At the time of passing urine, you are busy? Oh, no, that time. And passing of your stool? Oh, at that time, nothing to do. Then at that time, even you can tell. Oh, very good. That I can do.
So he went to Stool Pass and he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hanuman at once came and he was upset. Oh, this bogus person passing urine and stool, now he is impure, not pure. So he gave a very kick from his feet. Hanuman is so powerful that if he kicks Raman, even he will follow. Even Kumbhakarna and Meghnad, all, they cannot bear his kick. But this person, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he gave. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, nothing. As if nothing has been done. Then Hanuman thinking, oh, what became? Very wonderful. I had never seen like this. Even he is chanting and passing urine, no difficulty, no problem. Why he is doing? He was in very wonder. And then he, in evening, in the night, he returned to Ram and he knocked the door and he saw and he heard what? Oh, oh, Ram was lamenting like this. He entered and said, Prabhu, why you are, what?
Suffering.
Suffering. So
pain.
No, no. Injured or why? Morning, not yawning. Morning. Why you are doing so? Like this. Then Ramchand told, oh, you have done this and due to you, you caused me so. So, oh Prabhu, how I can do? Oh, you know that name and Nami, both are same. When that person was passing his stool and he was chanting Ram, 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 I went there in his heart and I was in his body. And you kicked and that kick came to my feet and my back side has been broken and that is why. Then Hanuman told, from today I will not do anywhere like this. So if anyone is doing, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to pass his stool in his worldly life like this. Oh, Gopal Guru having water and he was going. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going, he catch hold of his very tightly. Then Gopal Guru, like a boy, he asked, Prabhu, why you are doing so? Then he told that, oh, this is out of control. When anyone, I am going to pass his stool, and see chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, oh, never stops. I want to stop, but never. So I have done like this. Then that Gopal Guru told, Prabhu, at that time, if anyone is going to die and stool passing and urine passing, oh, he should not chant and he stop. I think it is better to chant. Oh, you are not only Gopal, you are Gopal Guru. So he left his stone and began to chant. So anyone here is telling that there is no rule and regulation that you should do by this. You cannot chant on sitting on bed, walking. You can remember it, you can chant it, you can sing it. In any way you can. But I am so wretched that even I cannot chant. You have given so much facility. Prabhu, I cannot control my senses. You should be merciful and you should help me. In this way we should chant. And in what way? Tinadapi suni chena. Tarurapi sahasuna. I have so much explained this. And in what way more? Oh Prabhu, I don't want anything. Not very beautiful ladies, not so high class of poems, learning, any worldly things, even mukti, even Lakshmi Narayan Seva,
Rupini Krishna service, I don't want anything. What we want? Ahetuki?
Bhakti.
Janmani, Janmani. What is Ahetuki Bhakti? In his highest form? Oh, serving of Srimati Radhika Mood. Valli, that is. Unnata Ujjvala Parkiya Manjari Mood. This is the highest thing. And then what will be? Or doing so, then fifth will come. What? Ainandata Nuja Kinkaram Patitam Ma Bisame Bhavam Budhau. Kripaya to pad pankaj dhuli. What is this? This is come again in Cheto Darpana. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhav Maha Davagni Nirvapanam Seya Kairavachan. Oh, Vidya Badhu Jivanam. This stays. You will realize your what? Relation to Krishna. You will realize who are you. Gopi are friend or what you. And then after that, you can think of you that you are Gopi. And then in that process, Raganuga you make up. Otherwise not. And then you will weep for what? Nenangala dasudharaya badanangadagadaruddhaya gira. Pulakari nichitang bapuhakada tamanam grahani bhavishyati. O Krishna, O Radhike, O Mahaprabhu, when I will chant your name, my heart will be melt. What?
Melt.
And tears will come in automatically. When it will come? My heart is like a stone, more than a stone. Tadasmasaram hridevatedam yadagrihyamanam harinamadheyai. My heart is like a stone. Not melting, not hair standing, no symptom, nothing that I am taking in. Oh Prabhu, be merciful to me. Make my heart like so. And when automatically weeping will come, heart will be weeping. Not to cheat others, to show others. So many do it, but not heart melting. They can stand their hairs, or they can fall down on the earth. They can do, but heart melting. So heart, with heart melting it should be. And how it will be? Evam bratasva priyanama kritya anurago dhuta chitta ucchai. Asatta thoro dati rauti gayat unumada yata nityati loka vaya. Oh, he will chant, oh Govind, oh Radha Raman, and we will be overwhelmed. And hair standing, heart melting, out of sense. Sometimes he will feel that, oh, Krishna is here. Or he will run to embrace, but quickly, Krishna moving backward, and he will incur crooked way, and at once he will see that, oh, he has come to embrace. Oh, he will quickly increasing his taste, increasing his
eagerness.
Oh, if you have a skull that I gave you, then think that, oh, going everything is knowing all Siddhartha.